This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Moon as feelings in all nakshatras, Taurus rising. Moon in Ashwini nakshatra, 12th house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. You are naturally grounded, steady, and focused on stability with a strong appreciation for comfort and beauty. Moon in Ashwini nakshatra. When the moon is in Ashwini, it introduces a sense of swift emotional healing and a pioneering approach to your subconscious world. You may often seek solitude to process feelings and recharge emotionally. Your emotional body. You thrive on finding emotional clarity in quiet moments. Ashwini's dynamic energy encourages you to explore your inner world, letting go of emotional baggage and finding strength through introspection. You may feel drawn to help others heal emotionally, often through compassionate and practical advice. Moon in Bharani Nakshatra, 12th house, your Taurus rising characteristics. With your steady and nurturing nature, you seek emotional fulfillment through harmony and connection to your inner world. Moon in Bharani Nakshatra. When the moon is in Bharani, it emphasizes themes of transformation and emotional depth in your subconscious mind. You may feel a strong need to release old patterns and embrace new beginnings. Your emotional body. You process emotions with patience and determination. Bharani encourages you to explore your emotional depths, finding renewal and strength in moments of solitude. You thrive on cultivating a sense of inner peace and nurturing your spiritual growth. Moon in Kritika Nakshatra, 1st house, your Taurus rising characteristics. As a Taurus rising, you are grounded, practical, and focused on creating a secure and stable life. Kritika's sharp and focused energy blends with your natural determination, enhancing your self-expression. Moon in Kritika Nakshatra. When the moon is in Kritika, it emphasizes emotional clarity and a protective attitude toward your identity. You are direct in expressing your feelings and value emotional honesty. Your emotional body. You thrive on nurturing yourself and others with precision and care. Kritika encourages you to remove emotional negativity and foster growth, helping you balance your need for security with emotional independence. Moon in Rohini Nakshatra, 1st house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. Your natural focus on comfort, beauty, and harmony aligns perfectly with Rohini's creative and nurturing energy, amplifying your emotional depth. Moon in Rohini Nakshatra. When the moon is in Rohini, it enhances your emotional richness and brings a love for creating harmony in your personal life. You feel deeply connected to family, traditions, and aesthetics. Your emotional body. You experience emotions as a source of creativity and fulfillment. Rohini encourages you to nurture yourself and those around you, finding emotional satisfaction through beauty, relationships, and creating a peaceful home environment. Moon in Mrigashira Nakshatra, 2nd house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. With your grounded and steady approach to life, the moon in the 2nd house connects your emotions to family values, material security, and communication. Moon in Mrigashira Nakshatra. When the moon is in Mrigashira, it introduces curiosity and adaptability to your emotional expression. You may seek emotional fulfillment through learning, exploring, and connecting with others. Your emotional body. You process emotions with an open mind and a desire for variety. Mrigashira encourages you to explore emotional connections and find security in relationships that promote growth and understanding. You thrive on balancing your steady Taurus nature with emotional adaptability. Moon in Ardra Nakshatra, 2nd house, your Taurus rising characteristics. Your steady and nurturing nature combines with the second house's focus on family values, communication, and material stability, adding depth to your emotional connections. Moon in Ardra Nakshatra. When the moon is in Ardra, ruled by Rahu, it brings emotional intensity and a desire for transformation. You may feel driven to confront challenges within family dynamics or financial matters. Your emotional body. You process emotions with depth and curiosity, often seeking clarity in complex situations. Ardra encourages you to explore emotional truths and embrace growth through honest communication. You thrive on resolving conflicts and fostering stability through resilience. Moon in Punarvasu Nakshatra, house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. With your grounded approach to life, the second house highlights your focus on emotional security through family bonds and material comfort. Moon in Punarvasu Nakshatra. When the moon is in Punarvasu, ruled by Jupiter, it introduces optimism, renewal, and a sense of hope to your emotional world. You feel a strong connection to nurturing relationships and revisiting familiar emotional patterns. Your emotional body. You thrive on creating a sense of harmony and renewal in your emotional connections. Punarvasu encourages you to embrace emotional growth through adaptability and perseverance, finding fulfillment in meaningful relationships. Moon in Pushya Nakshatra, third house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. Taurus's practical and steady nature combines with the third house's focus on communication, courage, and relationships with siblings, adding structure to your emotional expression. Moon in Pushya Nakshatra. When the moon is in Pushya, ruled by Saturn, it emphasizes nurturing and discipline in your interactions. You may feel a sense of responsibility in maintaining harmony within your close relationships. Your emotional body. You process emotions with patience and care, often using thoughtful communication to resolve conflicts. Pushya encourages you to build emotional resilience through nurturing connections and mutual support. Moon in Ashlesha Nakshatra house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. Your steady and determined nature blends with the third house's focus on courage, adaptability, and emotional expression. Moon in Ashlesha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Ashlesha, ruled by Mercury, it brings emotional intensity and a deep understanding of interpersonal dynamics. You may navigate emotional challenges with insight and strategy. Your emotional body. You experience emotions with depth and a keen sense of intuition. Ashlesha encourages you to explore complex emotional connections and resolve issues through thoughtful communication. You thrive on creating balance and understanding in your interactions. Moon in Magha Nakshatra, fourth house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. Taurus, focus on stability and nurturing, aligns with the fourth house's emphasis on home, family, and emotional security, enhancing your desire to create a harmonious environment. Moon in Magha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Magha, ruled by Ketu, it brings a sense of pride and ancestral connection to your emotional foundation. You may feel driven to honor traditions and lead with emotional strength. Your emotional body. You thrive on building a stable and proud home life. Magha encourages you to embrace your emotional roots and create a harmonious family environment, balancing your nurturing Taurus energy with Magha's dignified influence. Moon in Purva Falguni Nakshatra, fourth house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. Your grounded and nurturing Taurus nature aligns with the fourth house's focus on home, emotional security, and family, enhancing your desire for comfort and beauty in your environment. Moon in Purva Falguni Nakshatra. When the moon is in Purva Falguni, ruled by Venus, it emphasizes relaxation, creativity, and pleasure in your emotional world. You feel a strong connection to creating a harmonious and joyful home life. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional connections that bring comfort and happiness. Purva Falguni encourages you to express your feelings through creativity and nurturing relationships, finding fulfillment in creating a peaceful and beautiful home. Moon in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, fifth house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. Taurus, practical and steady approach, combines with the fifth house's focus on creativity, self-expression, and intellectual pursuits, adding depth to your emotional connections. Moon in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra. When the moon is in Uttara Falguni, ruled by the sun, It introduces themes of responsibility and emotional maturity to your relationships and creative endeavors. You feel fulfilled by providing support and structure to others. Your emotional body. You process emotions with patience and purpose. Uttara Falguni encourages you to find balance between nurturing others and self-expression, fostering emotional stability through thoughtful actions and meaningful connections. Moon in Hasta Nakshatra, 5th house, your Taurus rising characteristics. Taurus's steady and determined energy blends with the 5th house's focus on creativity, romance, and emotional expression, enhancing your ability to nurture others. Moon in Hasta Nakshatra. When the moon is in Hasta, ruled by the moon, it emphasizes adaptability, skillfulness, and emotional dexterity. You find joy in expressing your feelings through creativity and practical efforts. Your emotional body. You thrive on balancing emotional control with flexibility. Hasta encourages you to explore your emotions in a thoughtful and productive way, often finding fulfillment through creative pursuits and nurturing relationships. Moon in Chitra Nakshatra, 6th house, your Taurus rising characteristics. Taurus's grounded energy combines with the 6th house's focus on discipline, service, and problem solving, adding structure to your emotional world. Moon in Chitra Nakshatra. When the moon is in Chitra, ruled by Mars, it introduces creativity and a sense of perfection to your emotional approach. You feel motivated to build and maintain balance in your relationships and daily life. Your emotional body. You experience emotions with passion and precision. Chitra encourages you to channel your feelings into productive and harmonious efforts, fostering emotional satisfaction through creative and practical solutions. Moon in Swati Nakshatra, 6th house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. Taurus's steady and patient nature aligns with the 6th house's emphasis on adaptability, balance, and resolving conflicts in your emotional life. Moon in Swati Nakshatra. When the moon is in Swati, ruled by Rahu, it emphasizes independence and emotional flexibility. You often seek balance between personal needs and serving others. Your emotional body. You process emotions with adaptability and a desire for harmony. Swati encourages you to embrace change and find emotional satisfaction through resolving challenges and fostering mutual understanding in relationships. Moon in Vishakha Nakshatra. Your Taurus rising characteristics. Taurus' steady and relationship-focused energy blends with the 6th house's focus on service, discipline, and overcoming challenges, emphasizing the importance of balance in your emotional world. Moon in Vishakha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Vishakha, ruled by Jupiter, it introduces themes of determination and transformation in your daily routines and relationships. You are emotionally driven to find purpose and harmony in your efforts to resolve challenges. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional growth and balance in your daily interactions. Vishakha encourages you to channel your emotions into building discipline and fostering harmony, allowing you to overcome obstacles with grace and determination. Moon in Anuradha Nakshatra house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. Taurus, nurturing and stable nature, combines with the 7th house's focus on partnerships and collaboration, enhancing your ability to build strong emotional bonds. Moon in Anuradha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Anuradha, ruled by Saturn, it emphasizes loyalty, devotion, and emotional resilience in your relationships. You are deeply committed to fostering harmony and support within partnerships. Your emotional body. You process emotions with patience and depth. Anuradha encourages you to navigate emotional challenges with grace, often finding fulfillment through loyalty and enduring connections. Moon in Jyeshtha Nakshatra, 7th house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. Taurus's steady and relationship-focused energy enhances the 7th house's emphasis on deep emotional connections and partnerships, encouraging you to explore your feelings with introspection. Moon in Jyeshtha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Jyeshtha, ruled by Mercury, it introduces emotional intelligence and insight into your partnerships. You may navigate intense emotional experiences with a sense of control and wisdom. Your emotional body. You experience emotions with depth and awareness. Jyeshtha encourages you to use your emotional intelligence to foster meaningful partnerships, transforming challenges into opportunities for growth. Moon in Mula Nakshatra, 8th house. your Taurus rising characteristics. Taurus's grounded and resilient nature blends with the 8th house's themes of transformation, hidden truths, and emotional rebirth, adding depth and introspection to your feelings. Moon in Mula Nakshatra. When the moon is in Mula, ruled by Ketu, it emphasizes emotional exploration and a need to uncover the root causes of feelings. You are driven to let go of old patterns and embrace emotional freedom. Your emotional body. You process emotions with depth and courage. Mula encourages you to explore your inner world, fostering emotional growth through introspection and spiritual understanding. Moon in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, 8th house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. Taurus' practical and resilient nature blends with the 8th house's themes of emotional depth, transformation, and shared resources, creating a powerful and introspective emotional foundation. Moon in Purva Ashada Nakshatra. When the moon is in Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus, it emphasizes emotional strength, optimism, and renewal. You find emotional fulfillment through transformative relationships and deep introspection. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional exploration and self-expression. Purva Ashada encourages you to face emotional challenges with optimism, fostering clarity and growth through persistence and meaningful connections. Moon in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, 9th house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. Taurus's practical and steady energy combines with the 9th house's focus on higher learning, spirituality, and emotional expansion, enhancing your desire for growth and wisdom. Moon in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra. When the moon is in Uttara Ashada, ruled by the sun, it introduces themes of determination, integrity, and emotional resilience to your pursuit of knowledge and truth. You feel driven to align your emotions with a greater purpose. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional clarity and purpose. Uttara Ashada encourages you to channel your feelings into expanding your understanding of the world, fostering emotional fulfillment through perseverance and meaningful growth. Moon in Shravana Nakshatra, 9th house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. Taurus's steady and determined nature aligns with the 9th house's focus on intellectual growth, spirituality, and truth-seeking, emphasizing emotional engagement in your learning journey. Moon in Shravana Nakshatra. When the moon is in Shravana, ruled by the moon, it highlights emotional adaptability and a need for connection through listening and learning. You feel emotionally satisfied when sharing your knowledge and insights. Your emotional body. You process emotions thoughtfully and with a desire to connect through understanding. Shravana encourages you to align your emotional goals with your intellectual and spiritual growth, finding fulfillment in meaningful relationships and wisdom. Moon in Dhanishta Nakshatra, 10th house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. Taurus's grounded and focused energy combines with the 10th house's emphasis on leadership, public image, and achievement, driving your emotional resilience in professional pursuits. Moon in Dhanishta Nakshatra. When the moon is in Dhanishta, ruled by Mars, it emphasizes ambition, determination, and adaptability in your career and public life. You feel a strong need to balance emotional fulfillment with practical success. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional strength and focus. Dhanishta encourages you to balance your drive for success with emotional harmony, fostering personal and professional growth. Moon in Shatabisha Nakshatra, 10th house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. Taurus's steady and determined nature aligns with the 10th house's focus on career aspirations and public responsibilities, adding depth to your emotional engagement with your goals. Moon in Shatabisha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Shatabisha, ruled by Rahu, it introduces themes of emotional independence, innovation, and healing. You often find yourself drawn to unconventional solutions and approaches in your professional life. Your emotional body. You process emotions with introspection and adaptability. Shatabisha encourages you to seek emotional growth and clarity, fostering innovation and progress in your achievements. Moon in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, 10th house. Your Taurus rising characteristics. Taurus, practical and relationship-oriented energy, aligns with the 10th house's focus on leadership, ambition, and public roles, creating a strong emotional connection to your work and aspirations. Moon in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra. When the moon is in Purva Bhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter, it introduces emotional depth, responsibility, and a drive for meaningful success. You feel emotionally fulfilled when your professional achievements align with your values. Your emotional body, you thrive on emotional clarity and purpose. Purva Bhadrapada encourages you to align your emotional needs with your career goals, fostering emotional growth and fulfillment through meaningful contributions to your field. Moon in Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, 11th house. Your Taurus rising characteristics, Taurus steady and practical nature, blends with the 11th house's focus on aspirations, friendships, and collective efforts, creating emotionally rewarding connections with social groups and shared goals. Moon in Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra. When the moon is in Uttara Bhadrapada, ruled by Saturn, it emphasizes emotional depth, stability, and spiritual growth within your social and professional networks. You are driven to build meaningful and supportive relationships. Your emotional body, you process emotions with patience and resilience. Uttara Bhadrapada encourages you to seek emotional fulfillment through friendships and collaborations that inspire personal and collective growth, fostering long-term connections. Moon in Ravati Nakshatra, 11th house, your Taurus rising characteristics. Taurus's grounded and nurturing nature aligns with the 11th house's focus on community, innovation, and aspirations, enhancing your desire to create harmonious relationships in your social life. Moon in Ravati Nakshatra, when the moon is in Ravati, ruled by Mercury, it introduces themes of compassion, emotional guidance, and nurturing connections. You find emotional satisfaction through helping others and aligning your aspirations with shared values. Your emotional body. You experience emotions with sensitivity and insight. Ravati encourages you to focus on collective harmony and personal growth, fostering emotional clarity and fulfillment through meaningful collaborations and compassionate efforts.